VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Leela. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Welcome to the CNN 10 News Report. I'm Leela. Instability continues in Sudan after military declares state of emergency. One of the largest countries in Africa, the Republic of the Sudan, has been the picture of unrest and instability. When demonstrators themselves speak about the current situation, they hold, quote, worry in our hearts. The military recently took over the government in a coup d'etat, but this is not a new phenomenon for the Northeast African country. Former President Omar al-Bashir was a military leader when he seized power back in 1989. Since then, he has been accused of crimes against humanity and genocide in Sudan's western Darfur region. In 2019, there were massive protests by citizens, and the military forced President al-Bashir out of office in yet another coup. After that, power was shared between military and civilians in a transitional government, but the situation remained very tense in the country. Just this past September, a group that was loyal to former President al-Bashir tried to regain power but failed. The following month, in October, thousands of civilians demonstrated their preferences. Some gathered in front of the presidential palace and demanded the military retake control, and others gathered in the streets to show their support for their civilian leaders. Right now, Sudan's military has stopped sharing power with civilian leaders and has declared a state of emergency, which means that all flights out of Khartoum International Airport have been suspended and internet connections are down. Sudan's civilian prime minister was arrested and has called for the people to engage in nonviolent demonstrations. Around the world, several other countries are speaking out against the military coup as well. The head of Sudan's armed forces has said that a, quote, independent and fair representative government would take control until a new one is elected in 2023. Potato protectors preserve plethora of Peruvian potatoes. If asked to name some different kinds of potatoes, most of us probably couldn't name more than a handful, just the ones that show up in our local supermarkets. But in reality, there are roughly 4,000 varieties of native potato in the world. Most of them are grown in the Andes Mountains of South America. In Peru, hundreds of potato farmers are responsible for preserving the genetic diversity of the humble potato. Senior scientist Steph DeHaan from the International Potato Center in Lima works with hundreds of custodians who serve as guardians of traditional knowledge and of potato diversity. Esperanza Gabriel is one such potato custodian who lives at the foothills of the central Andes. She has over 300 ancestral potato varieties in her personal collection, including the Sumasuco variety with pink flesh. Amongst these potato custodians, seeds and knowledge are passed down in the family from parent to child. Preserving the genetic diversity of these potatoes is important for the future of this food source. Depending on the few varieties that show up in supermarkets, puts all of us in a vulnerable situation. However, the work to preserve potato diversity is also risky. Andean farmers face pressures like all farmers, from blights and potato disease to inclement weather like hail and frost. Still, Peruvian farmers are motivated by their own family needs to continue growing, eating, selling, storing, and protecting potatoes for future generations to come. And now, our sentence of the day. If we don't preserve the whole genetic base of these potatoes, it would basically mean that we have no options in the future to diversify our food system. Let's look at some vocabulary from the sentence. Preserve. This means to keep something as it is, especially in order to prevent it from decaying or being damaged or destroyed. For example, all new buildings must be approved in order to preserve the original architectural style of the town. Basically, this is used when referring to the main or most important characteristic or feature of something. For example, basically, the service is like a monthly subscription in which you receive a box of various fish that the fisherman caught that month. Last, diversify. This means to start to include more different types or things. For example, Nora is taking a few different job skills courses, like graphic design and basic accounting, to diversify her streams of income. Today's CNN 10 video left me with some gray area questions. After decades of global industrial farming, monocropping, and selecting for transport stable fruits and vegetables, what other crops are now at risk due to a human-induced lack of genetic diversity? The vulnerability we face by relying on only a few types of potato could turn into food insecurity. And yet humankind has shown throughout history that individuals and societies can persevere despite unbelievable hardship. Ask any Sudanese, and they could surely tell you a thing or two about what it is to live amidst instability in general. Despite, or perhaps because of Sudan's instability, what lies ahead for the people of Sudan? These are the questions that come to my mind as I consider the gray area. I'm Leela, and that's the news for now.